following is a presentation of Refuge Calvary Chapel Huntington Beach. For more information about our ministry, please visit refugefamily.com.
Well, welcome to Fireside Chats. It's Thursday, April the 16th. And if you're new to the Fireside Chats, you're probably not new to the term or the phrase Fireside Chats. The idea being to provide an encouraging word, to be in the present with an encouraging word in times of trouble. Kind of like from Psalm 46, a present help in times of trouble, as our Lord is, right? He's our refuge in such times, all the time, but especially present, and we're mindful of that in such times. And so the idea of the Fireside Chats is that they would provide an encouraging word, a short, brief word, weekdays, just for all of us as we walk through a difficult time. It's a crisis in very real ways, and there's nothing like the Word of God to give us encouragement, and brothers and sisters getting together around the Word of God. So that's why we're doing it. Tomorrow, being Friday, we will have communion. Our Fireside Chats have communion on Fridays, so just a heads up for you that will be joining us tomorrow to have some bread and juice ready, and you'll be able to partake of the bread and the cup with Pastor Bill and his wife Joy tomorrow at noon, of course, same time for a Fireside Chat. Also, if I could encourage you to let others know that they might avail themselves of this encouragement, the Fireside Chats, and our food ministry. I think you've been doing that because more and more of our Refuge family has taken advantage of that blessing as the Lord has provided a lot of food for us to distribute on Mondays and Tuesdays from 11 to 12 for you, Refuge family. You've been taking advantage of that as of late, so that's good. And let others know about that because that's who it's for. It's for you. So I think that's it by way of announcements. Let's pray, and we'll get into our chat for today, all right? Father, thank you, Lord, for your faithfulness, your goodness. Lord, you are steadfast in your love for us. Lord, it is so good. It is so good to know when things are not stable that you are. Lord, you are the rock of our lives. And we can stand on that. If nothing else, we stand on that. So, Lord, we thank you that you are that to us. Lord, we thank you that you are a very real and present help in times when we need the awareness of that to increase. Lord, the way you are the strength for us and the refuge for us, Lord, thank you so much. And, Father, I pray that our short time together would accomplish what I believe you desire it to do, Lord, which is to encourage. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. All right. Well, today I wanted to chat about, briefly, about how you and I roll, as it were, how we walk out our lives on a day-to-day basis, right? Our manner of living, our walk. Because just as surely as observers know that we're followers of Jesus by our love for one another, which they do, right? Jesus said they would, that people would notice that. And that's been recorded throughout church history, that people, observers, they marvel at that and think, wow, there's something different about these people, this love that they have one for another. So just as surely as that is the case, that observers would notice that, this love that we have one for another, they should also observe something else in the way that we walk, and that is our day-to-day faith and just how we walk that out. And so faith is just belief in the unseen. And so the writer of Hebrews talked a little bit about that in Hebrews chapter 11. I'd love to read just the first verse to you from Hebrews chapter 11. Which says, I'll read it to you first in the NIV and then in the New King James. Now, faith is confidence in what we hope for and assurance about what we do not see. Faith is confidence in what we hope for and assurance about what we do not see. The New King James renders it this way. Now, faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. Evidence of things not seen. So, in reading that, my heart was prompted to the words that the Jesus said to Thomas in the Gospel of John, chapter 20. Maybe you recall that in just having finished our study in John on weekends. But it was there that in chapter 20 where Thomas sees the risen Lord and says, "Oh, my Lord and my God," says that to Jesus. And then Jesus says to him, you know, you see and you believe, but he spoke of a greater blessing, Jesus did, of those who believe having not seen him, those future generations, including us. And so those who believe having not seen. So we are a people whose mindset, our manner of living, our day-to-day life, our day-to-day walk is not dependent on the visible, at least it shouldn't be, dependent on the visible or what is seen, right? And the reason that is, I suppose there's lots of reasons, but the main reason that is, at least as it relates to today's chat, is that our life is predicated on an invisible God and what he has promised to us, promises from his word. So our assurance is in him. Our assurance is in him. And it doesn't require physical evidences, right? The things that are seen. It doesn't require that. And Paul took that theme in a portion of his letter to the church. Specifically, he sent it to the church in Corinth initially, and then it spread out. But this is in the second letter, 2 Corinthians chapter 5. And he says this, while we live in these earthly bodies, we groan and sigh, but it's not that we want to die and get rid of these bodies that clothe us. Rather, we want to put on our new bodies so that these dying bodies will be swallowed up by life. Now, God himself has prepared us for this. And as a guarantee, he has given us his Holy Spirit, which, let me just add parenthetically, Paul speaks of that guarantee like an earnest money deposit so that you know what's forthcoming because you experience the work of the Holy Spirit in your life, right? In a variety of ways, from your heart being able to cry out to God as Father, to the changes that he works inside of you, right? That evidence of this unseen work, this invisible transformation that God does, this redemption of the inner man, right? So therefore, verse 6, he goes on to say, we're always confident, even though we know that as long as we live in these bodies, we're not at home with the Lord, for we live by believing and not by seeing. Or as the King James renders it, you probably are familiar with this, but we, you and I, followers of Christ, we live or we walk by faith and not by sight. We walk by faith, not by sight. So when you and I walk day to day apart from faith and only by what we see, we find ourselves with inner turmoil, right? Have you noticed that? When we walk by sight and not by faith, it creates a lot of problems, but one of which is inner turmoil. Because one minute, we see one thing on the news, and then the next minute, you know, we see something different, maybe the very opposite. We hear one report that is encouraging, and then shortly after another report that's discouraging, and then it's up, and then it's down, and it's this way, and that way, and left, and right, and everything then seems to revolve around sight. Find ourselves walking by sight and not by faith. But because you and I are followers of Jesus, we should be ones that walk out each day by faith. That's just who we are. That's our manner of living. And when we drift back to wanting our assurance in the realm of the seen, right, of what we see and can touch and sense with our senses, in the seen realm, we don't really stand out as God's people, do we? We're just, you know, like everybody else. And so we, the Lord's kids, we walk daily by faith, not by sight. And we do that also, we walk that out, as the writer of Hebrews would talk about as well, as citizens of heaven, and ambassadors, as Paul would speak of. We're ambassadors of grace. And like a good ambassador, we care about the country that we're serving in, right? I was thinking today about a couple who I tried to stay in contact with that I officiated their marriage years ago. And they both work for the State Department. And depending on where they're assigned, different posts, you know, over the years, different countries working in the State Department, they have this genuine love and concern and care about the places and the people that they serve in these foreign lands. And so it is, or so it should be, with you and I as well. Yeah, we long for the things that await us in the future and the redemption of our bodies. You know, Jesus said to look up, your redemption draws nigh when you see a lot of things happening, which a lot of us are doing now. And we're knowing, yeah, the redemption of these bodies, that finally is going to happen. But it doesn't mean we have a disregard for what's going on in the here and now, not at all. We care about what's happening in life here on earth and other people's lives, others knowing the Lord. We care about the earth. It's the Lord's. The earth is the Lord's. Pastor Bill made reference to that verse in Psalms last night as a cross-reference to the Genesis study. Yeah, the earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof. It's His. And we're serving Him here, right? And so we don't say, you know, oh, whatever. It doesn't matter what's happening. You know, it does matter what's happening here. And so we walk out our assignment as ambassadors in faith. And ideally, we do that faithfully with the empowering of the Holy Spirit, that guarantee that Paul spoke about, that encouragement, that earnest money deposit, so to speak, in our hearts. And we do it with confident expectation, with hopefulness, stands out. People see that. So today, my encouragement to myself and to you, Refuge family, let's just make sure that that's a key identifier with us, right? Not just our love for one another, which is awesome, right? And people see that and observe that, but also our faith, that would be observed, that we are men and women who walk out our daily lives in faith. Not by sight. It's who we are. It's how we roll. It's our manner of living. It's our MO. It identifies us as it's His. So let's do that. And we can nurture that too. Let's nurture that daily understanding by daily pondering God's promises. Like the ones I read to you in 2 Corinthians chapter 5. About the redemption of our bodies. That's a great promise, right? And so we nurture this faith as we ponder His promises, and then we do walk our lives out day by day in faith. It stands out, and it can be a magnet, right, to draw people to our Lord, to our Savior, to our home, heaven. So that's it. That's my word for you for today and for myself. I pray that it encourages you. Let's pray that would be so, and pray for wisdom right now for our leaders as well. Okay, would you join me in prayer? Mm-hmm. Well, Father, thank you. Lord, thank you for your word. Father, I do pray that you would use this time that we've had these last 15 minutes to encourage my brothers and my sisters, my family, visitors as well that are checking this out. Lord, encourage them with the tremendous love that you have for them and the promises that you have made. Lord, you're a promise keeper. You're not somebody that makes a bunch of empty promises. You're a promise keeper. And so, Lord, please encourage your people today as they walk out today in faith and not by sight. Lord, may we stand out And Father, we pray too for those that serve us in a government capacity. Lord, we pray again today that you would provide wisdom, Lord, from above. Not earthly wisdom, but wisdom from above on how to navigate through this time. Lord, provide that which is needed for them. Lord, may they be mindful that you have provided that. So, Lord, we pray this in faith, in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. God bless you. Thank you so much for joining us today. Bye-bye.
This has been a presentation of Refuge Calvary Chapel Huntington Beach. For more information about our ministry, please visit refugefamily.com or call 714-891-9495. Set free.